global warming. Now, is it real? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors for the Answers Family magazine. Ken, I hear a lot about global warming in the news, and most reports seem to indicate that it's a real problem and that man is the cause. Can you shed some light here?
Well, in a recent issue of our Answers magazine, an atmospheric scientist wrote an article about global warming. And frankly, I read the article and I was confused myself. You see, the author said global warming is a fact, and yet we could still end up with what could be called a mini ice age. He argued that natural fluctuations cause much of the change, and that man contributes some, but probably nowhere near as much as is often stated. The writer also added, "We don't really know why global warming occurs, and the computer simulations conducted today probably aren't that accurate." He wrote that a lot more research needs to be done. He explained a little about the complexity of ocean currents and atmospheric winds, and also that there's the activity of the sun that can cause certain effects. See what I mean about getting confused? You know, from a biblical perspective, we need to ensure that we do our best to take care of the environment. It's to be used for man's good and God's glory, not to be abused for selfish purposes like exploitation.
What's the connection between Noah's flood and the Ice Age, which occurred just a few thousand years ago? For the surprising connection, read Ken Ham's booklet on Noah's flood. It's available free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.